Hey there, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart, and I am so glad that you found me. In this podcast, I just share my heart, I love to share scripture, and I love to dish out encouragement. So thanks for finding me. I pray that this podcast encourages you and fills you with joy. Hello there, I am Amanda with Joyful Heart Family, and today I just had some thoughts on my mind that I wanted to share. So I originally started this podcast just as a simple, easy way for me to record thoughts and scriptures so that I can listen to the scriptures over and over again, because sometimes it's hard for me to read some of the scriptures or affirmations that I wanted to read every day. And I thought if I recorded it in a podcast format that I'd be able to just put in my earbuds and listen to the scripture being spoken over me and the affirmations as I went for a walk or as I got ready and put on makeup or as I sprayed laundry, that kind of stuff. So that was my intent on originally starting the podcast, and there was no pressure and no concern, and I just thought it's just going to be for me, and that's awesome. And then there was just this little nudging of more, and I heard some messages from some other ladies that I respect talking about not holding on to the messages and what God gives you, but sharing those thoughts and things that you're learning and areas of growth with others. And so I started opening my heart and mind up to potentially sharing this podcast in my sphere and allowing other people to listen to it. So I'm at that point where I'm thinking, okay, I can share this, but I am scared. If I'm honest, I'm totally scared. We live in this culture where people take your words out of context and they can take whatever words they want and make it sound like you've said something, even taking away your intention. And so if I'm honest, I'm kind of nervous about that. I like and prefer my privacy. I prefer to be not in the limelight because I don't like to be criticized. I mean, who does? And I don't want to, you know, just spend my time reading about or hearing about people tearing apart the words I said or my theology or my thoughts or my dreams or my ideas. And you just open yourself up to a lot of criticism and negativity. And that, to me, if I'm honest, is kind of scary and makes me want to throw in the towel even before I start and just to say, no, it's easier to just keep it to myself. However, there is that little nudging from the Holy Spirit that He wants me to share what He's put on my heart and share who I am with vulnerability and authenticity. And yes, it'll give me the chance to get a thicker skin, because inevitably there'll be people who will put me down or criticize me, and that I'll get that chance to grow the thicker skin. But however, I'll get a chance to speak into people's lives, to encourage them, to be a voice of truth and share scripture and encouragement for people who may not get it otherwise. And I think about the women who have been brave and bold and who have done the hard work and the hard things, and they put themselves out there and they get blasted and torn apart. I think of Rachel Hollis and Beth Moore recently and Christine Kane and women that I respect. I may not agree with everything they say, but I still can glean wisdom and insight from them. And so my thoughts, as I share them here in this podcast, I just want to say that I don't expect anyone listening to agree with everything I say. And I have not exhaustively thought through completely all of my words. And I haven't thought through how you, the listener, may misconstrue them or hear them. And my prayer is that God would just fill in that gap between my intention and what people hear. And I pray that my words would never be a source of contention or hurt or frustration for others, but that they would just be words of encouragement and truth and inspiration and that God would use me, a sinful, frail, weak person, but who's willing to speak up and share my heart, my vulnerably, with authenticity, what God's put on my heart. So I just wanted to preface this whole podcast with that. Please hear my heart. And you may not know me, and in this format, you may not get to know me very well, but I will do my best to share my heart and who I am so that you'll kind of know where my intentions are and that you can, you know, give me the benefit of the doubt. And sometimes I may say something that is, I misspeak. You know, people do that all the time, or I may not completely think through a topic. So what I'm going to ask of you as the listener is for grace. I'm going to ask for you to give me grace. Please, please give me grace as I imperfectly share in my bedroom this podcast. Obviously, it's not produced and scripted. And so there's lots of pauses and silence. And that's okay. And if you're not okay with that, then that's okay. You can go find another podcast that suits you better. But I pray that the people who do feel encouraged and inspired here would just extend me that kind of grace. So, and I want to encourage you that you too can step boldly into sharing the messages and ideas that God puts onto your heart. If I step into this space of being vulnerable, it encourages others to do the same. Just like the women that I respect and I follow and I look up to, they have put themselves out there, and then it encourages me to do the same thing. So let's be bold, let's be brave, and let's give each other grace. Thanks for listening. And I pray that this podcast would be an encouragement to you. If you like it, would you share it with your friends or on social media? Would you leave us a review on whatever podcast format you're listening to? I would so appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for listening today. Again, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart Family, and I pray that this was a blessing to you. And if it was, I'm going to invite you to write a review or tell a friend about our podcast. I would really appreciate that, so that that can help us get God's word and this podcast in more people's ears. Hey, I wanted to also let you know about several other resources that I offer that would totally bless you and your family. So I have Joyful Heart Family at www.joyfulheartfamily.com, which is a resource and a website with different inspiration and encouragement for your health, your wellness, your family, your relationship with God, even creating happy family traditions. I also have joyfulheartdance.com, which I started a family-friendly, God-honoring, dad-approved dance program for families. We offer classes online and in person in our Glendale, Arizona home studio. Visit joyfulheartdance.com or joyfulheartcourses.com to learn more and to take some of those online classes. I also started a courses website where we have inspiring and educational information and resources for you to grow in whatever area you are looking for. It's joyfulheartcourses.com. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you so much. Now go have a blessed and joyful day.